says fast fashion corporations are exploiting emerging artists and designers worldwide by using their designs without permission or remuneration. Design law under the Commonwealth of Australia's Design Act of 2003, protecting artists' work from being copied is far too expensive and outdated, according to experts. The cost of registering a single artistic design in Australia falls between $600 to $800, and that's a hefty price for an independent artist. Amy Tong has more.
It's kind of beyond the point of being able to deny that it's a mistake. You know, you can't really deny that it's a systematic plagiarism, and it's a bit too big now. Pandora's box has been opened. And people have seen it. People are talking about it.
And that was independent Australian artist Georgia Perry talking to me about Zara plagiarising her designs. As it turns out, she actually isn't the only one out there that has accused fast fashion corporations of plagiarism, but over 30 artists worldwide have started to take action. The whole movement began with LA-based illustrator Tuesday Basson turning towards Instagram to publicly announce that Zara has plagiarised her designs.
It kind of opened the floodgates in a way because, I mean, it's hard when you're an independent artist and you see big, you know, monolithic corporations appropriating, let's say, your designs. It kind of, it's quite intimidating because you're not sure what to do and how to take on something so big. So I think there's definitely that power in numbers, and Tuesday just completely mobilised social media. I think it is like over 30 artists now have come out and said that this has happened to me all in one season.
Here is what Kimberly Weatherall, Associate Professor at the Sydney Law School, had to say about the social media outbreak.
What I think is really interesting is the way that the designers are using extra legal, so non-legal means, to kind of fight this. Social media, someone set up a website, which is what invites people to shop for the originals that have been ripped off by Zara. So, you know, I think that's actually like a really, really interesting response because, you know, if it looks like a rip-off, right, if it looks like a really direct copy of something that an independent designer has come up with, a lot of people hearing that story are going to be quite sympathetic to the designer. And so the use of social media to highlight that and to put pressure on the bigger companies is probably as effective a mechanism as anything you will see in the legal system and go to court and, you know, hiring expensive lawyers.
The idea of protecting work and design through legal means dates back to antiquity. However, in this case, Professor Kimberly Weatherall said that protecting intellectual property is a grey area for emerging independent artists and designers.
Clothing is an interesting example. There's differences in laws around the world because this sits at the intersection of two different kinds of IP rights. With copyright, arises automatically. So the moment you do a drawing or something like that, then you get copyright in that drawing, and that is worldwide. With design, design law is a little bit different. In a lot of countries, you actually have to apply for protection.
Okay.
So in Australia, you have to apply for design rights. Now, if you are making something, you know, like a badge that involves, that, you know, it's a three-dimensional consumer product, in Australia, our copyright law tries to force you into the design system, says you should go and actually register rights for that. You can get a 10-year monopoly.
Right, yeah.
And says, in effect, you're not going to get copyright protection on that. But there's a, you know, that's not true everywhere in the world. And it's, there's some quite complex sort of issues at the boundary of all of that. What of course all that means is it's actually really difficult for clothing designers in particular and people who are making three-dimensional consumer products, things like badges, to know exactly what to do and what kind of protection they're going to get.
Especially in the age of the internet and multinational business models, many of Australia's existing laws are under strain and their sustainability is called into question. Kim Weatherall believes that there is a need for discussion regarding Australia's design law.
Designs law is an area where a lot less international action, a lot less international treaty action, a lot less effort in Australia to update and harmonise its law. I've seen online and in some of the Australian discussions some calls for Australia to think about something like the system they have in Europe where you've got short-term unregistered design rights. So Europe and the UK recognise that items of design should get a short period of protection.
How short are we talking about?
It actually depends on which country you're talking about.
Right, okay.
We're talking sort of the 3 to 9 or 10 year mark. So, you know, not that short. Like, we're not talking 3 months.
Yeah.
We're talking sort of 3 to 10 years.
Mm.
Depending on which country you're talking about. But, you know, a short period where people would get protection against blatant copying of designs, even without having to go to the trouble of registration. Now, you would still be left with a couple of problems, even if we did that kind of system, which has been discussed a few times in Australia but never really gone anywhere.
Mm.
The obvious problems are, firstly, proving copying. You know, looking at some of the online discussions around this, some of the cases are more exact copying than others. Proving copying is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that, you know, the comments that are coming back from Zara and Gorman sort of say, look, you know, this is pretty simple. Is this really copying, do you think? So that would be a challenge. And another challenge, of course, is, again, those challenges around trying to bring legal action. You know, just the basic questions of cost and the like. There's a debate to be had about whether Australian design law is adequate.
Would you say it is adequate?
I think there are real problems at the sort of the fashion turnover level. I think there are probably arguments for anti-copying rights. But look, I'd want to hear a lot more. I would certainly say there's scope for a discussion about it.
Independent artist Georgia Perry claimed that this wasn't actually the first time she had had her design stolen by major fashion corporations.
This has been happening for a few years now, but like I said, it's hard to know. I'm a small business. I don't have the resources to throw behind getting my own legal team and things like that. And also at the end of the day, it's kind of like, what are you trying to get out of? It would be great if companies would realise that there are so many independent artists, you know, globally that are doing such great things and making such great products, and it would, you know, it could be career changing to collaborate with a big company for these types of artists. And I just feel like, I hope that it will encourage other companies to take advantage of that and to collaborate and lift each other up. You know, it's not like, it's a great thing to be able to support yourself doing something creative, to kind of be given a platform to collaborate with the bigger company like that. It could be life-changing. So I feel like, I just hope that some of these companies realise the power that they have and the power that they have to possibly do good.
And, you know, just one last final question. For artists and designers who are in the same position as you, where, like, you've seen your designs being plagiarised by, like, these major corporations, what sort of advice can you give?
I think I've definitely learnt in the last few weeks that don't stay quiet about it. There's power in the people, power in social media. I think a friend of mine, Adam J.K., who's also been affected, I suppose, by this in the last few weeks, had a great little comment, and it was, if it's good enough to steal, it's good enough to fight for. If a company's going to steal your work, stand up and protect it. You know, if you can prove that you've created it, don't stay quiet. Don't stay quiet.
Well, Georgia Perry, independent artist, ending that report by Amy Tong.